Today in project management, we covered testing and archiving. You want to test your project when you're maybe halfway through or when you're finished, just to make sure it's working. You'd hate to go all that way through a project and find out that it doesn't work on maybe a different browser, or it crashes whenever someone tries to upload something onto it. So something you can do is you can make sure that all the user scenarios and user stories that you've worked on, make sure they're tested, make sure they work. Look at all your web sheets with the style sheets disabled and with the graphics turned off. Make sure they're readable. That's so important. You really don't want to be uploading them onto the web and finding that people are struggling to read them. That would just be a terrible thing to happen. There's also a smoke test or a sanity test. That's the simplest test after completion of changes. So just make sure that when you change something, the whole project doesn't explode and crash and burn. You want to make sure it's working. And when you're ready, you can test the whole site or the app or the project, whatever it is you've been working on a web browser, and just make sure it works. And if you're using agile methodologies, which is when you work for a short length of time and then you test and then you work again and again, these are the kind of tests that you could be doing just to make sure that it's working. And I think that's a much better idea than waiting right up until the end to make sure it's working. And then archiving is the process of storing away your project once it's completed. So if anything ever happened to the clients that it just broke maybe, or just went offline, or all their servers crashed, you'd have the project backed up and you could give it back to them. So make sure you have all the files that you need, any original things that you've created or licensed, because that's important. And hopefully you can be able to recreate the project from just looking back at the files.